Nerves remain raw in Paris after Friday night's coordinated terrorist rampage, and now the French have begun retaliating by dropping bombs on ISIS targets. The weekend assaults at a concert, a cafe, and outside a soccer stadium took the lives of 129 people, many of them young. Several hundred more are hospitalized. We speak with a French native who now lives in Milwaukee. The restaurateur knows the Paris neighborhood well. Jacques Chaumet owns Chez Jacques Restaurant in the Walker's Point neighborhood. He says he really hadn't had time to digest the tragedy that befell Paris when he suddenly found himself surrounded by people who wanted to reach out.
Like yesterday, I didn't know why we were so busy, and when I realized people wanted to be here. I think we are all in it together. So it feels very good to see that people who are thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away from Paris are really touch and care and trying to help us face what happened.
Chaumet was born in the south of France and over the years has spent plenty of time in Paris.
You know, you catch the train, you go there for a day or two or three, and I worked there for a while too, so I'm quite familiar with the city and the different districts.
Chaumet left France for the U.S. in 1993 and ultimately settled here in Milwaukee. His business is marking its 15th year. But he always went back.
Every 6 months, every year, because a good friend of mine at the restaurant there, actually a couple of blocks from what happened in the 10th District, so right next to Place de la République.
Chaumet believes last week's attackers strategically selected the neighborhood.
It's very vibrant, a lot of bars and restaurants, theaters, libraries, and also a lot of the young people from Paris go in that neighborhood. The prices are very reasonable. All the restaurants and bars that got hit was like full of like 18 to 25 year old kids just enjoying life, you know, having a couple of drinks, smoking cigarettes, talking to their friends. A regular Friday night party in Paris. Obviously, that's why the terrorists picked that neighborhood, because of what it represents for Parisians.
Chaumet will be making phone calls to friends and family today. He needs to hear his mother's voice. Although she's hundreds of kilometers south of Paris, Chaumet wants to know she feels safe.
I heard on the radio this morning, saying it's never going to be the same. Of course, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, it's not going to be the same, but hopefully in 2016 and on, things will go back to normal.
You see a resiliency in the French culture that would help that to happen?
Yes, yes. I mean, especially, you know, the people that we hit on Fridays are a lot of the young community. I think we're going to fight against that because it's our freedom, you know. It's our liberté, fraternité, égalité. And I think young people are going to fight really hard to remain like that.
The restaurateur looks fatigued. Days of long-distance worry while running a business appears to be taking a toll. He seems to be thinking aloud when he shares another nagging concern. Paris is a cosmopolitan city, a blending of cultures and religions. Yet Chaumet worries.
The good Muslim people, the good Arab people, which most of them are, the Muslim people in France are really affected by this because everybody's pointing the finger at them. It's going to affect the relationship between Christians, Muslims, you know, blacks and whites and everything else in between.
Chaumet prays Parisians don't allow terrorists to dictate how they live their lives. He believes everybody's future depends on it. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.